Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Friday, March 19, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Some ministries are preparing for more violence in Iraq as the anniversary of their liberation approaches. World Vision's Andrea Swinburne-Jones says they've rehabilitated more than 200 schools and that work will continue. While predominantly Muslim, Swinburne-Jones says their Christian faith is evident.
People see our actions that, you know, speak very loudly. One of the areas that I travel into, they weren't quite sure what to make of our organization. They say that, you know, we can see the great work that we've done in their community. We're driven by the work of Christ.
Meanwhile, the love of Christ moves forward through a clean water initiative that will continue in Iraq. A deadly attack Monday killed 4 Christian humanitarian workers on the project. Support teams from the Southern Baptist International Mission Board canceled a March 20th Iraq trip and postponed future trips. Memorial services for 2 of the victims are slated for March 20th in Colorado and March 24th in California. And legislation introduced this month in Congress will streamline the international adoption process. In a parallel move, Buckner Orphan Care International's Tiffany Taylor says the number of international adoptions has jumped over 150%. Taylor says international adoption is a strategic step toward a Christian worldview.
It's an opportunity for them to really look overseas as a way of spreading the gospel by bringing children from other countries into their home, which means they're bringing them into their church, bringing them into their family, so that more children get to hear about their loving Heavenly Father.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features stories about the persecuted church and how to help suffering believers. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.